What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
Stanley Cup final ended about like 3 hours ago. Then they had the draft and free agency. So the NHL is, you know, they're trying to same model in some circumstances as the NHL and be relevant year round. Seasons continue to expand. And Penn's prospect camp will begin on Saturday in Cranberry. So some news with the Penguins, obviously, with some signings. And Dan Kangurski from Pittsburgh Hockey Now joining us. And Dan, it's the headline across, you know, PittsburghHockeyNow.com about where's Crosby's contract? And I get it. I mean, I think that of any contract of any athlete I could think of over the last, you know, decade or two that seems like a slam dunk, it would be Sidney Crosby remaining with the Penguins. Is that something that is a little bit more of a question mark than we all think?
Well, I think the fact that we've made it to July 4th and there's no contract, obviously there's, let's just say there's at least T's to be crossed and I's to be dotted still after more than a month of talking. Perhaps it's more than T's and I's, right? So, you know, they've done a nice job of keeping things private. What they haven't done, I was waiting for Dubas to use the word, and I was waiting for Crosby when he spoke at the draft via Zoom about the Four Nations tournament being named one of the, you know, top six Canadians. No one used the word optimistic. Everyone just keeps saying, we'll keep it private. We're talking. I'll go out on that limb and say, obviously there are some issues being discussed that haven't been resolved. So obviously it's not the blank check, here you go, fill it in, let's get this done situation.
Well, I think the big thing with that is really what choice do the Penguins have? They have to get this done, don't they?
Paul, cold, hard thinking, no, they don't. And neither does Sid. And that's, I think, the interesting thing. If you really step back and take all emotion out of it, Crosby's really only reason to stay a Penguin would be that legacy, that loyalty, that, you know, be a one sweater for life guy. And that really seems to be special to him. You know, he lived with Mario Lemieux when he was 18, 19 years old. And of course, Mario owned the team and was a Penguin for life. And his hero growing up, Steve Yzerman, was a one jersey guy. So fulfilling that sort of, destiny, obviously is very appealing. He did a lot to keep Evgeny Malkin and Chris Letang in the fold. So those things all matter. But if you take the emotion out, I'm hard-pressed to find any other reason.
It's tough, Dan, because you want to win as a player. And if you look, I mean, you objectively look, and I'm sure he has. I mean, he's not going to say it publicly, but he's probably looked and thought about where the Penguins sit right now in this division. I mean, this is not a team that seems primed for another run at a Stanley Cup. And I would imagine, to your point, like that's the issue from Sid's camp would be, and if I want another title, I don't know if I could do it here.
Well, let's even dial that down a couple notches. Competitiveness. There's Washington, kind of going for it in a very rebuilding, interesting sort of way. They get Jeff Chychrun and goaltender, and for years they actually kept their first round pick. So they've got, you know, some kids like Connor McMichael coming into the lineup. And all of a sudden, there's Washington kind of not stinking around Alex Ovechkin. And, with respect to NHL players, you look at the Penguins signings. Anthony Beauvillier, Ryan Shea, Holloway, who's a depth defenseman from Toronto. And you start to, and Blake Lizotte, you know, a really nice fourth liner. Kevin Hayes, you know, a guy who, you know, whose usefulness is a little bit debatable. You have to just, you know, I'm sure he has to kind of look at the team and what it will be next year. And then in 2 years, when Evgeny Malkin is done and you know, the core is done, and say, well, what am I staying here long-term for? That, or at least ask Dubas that question. If I stay long-term, what's the, you know, how soon can you get us there?
Well, you made mention of a number of the guys that the Penguins signed, and it kind of felt like they, it kind of feels like they're sending mixed messages with this group. I mean, are they trying to win or are they trying to rebuild? I mean, I know that some people would say they're trying to do both, but I don't know that you can do both. So are they finally to the point where they're admitting they're at least using the phrase retooling, or are they still under the delusion that they're, you know, one or two moves away from being contenders?
Kyle Dubas is shrewd enough not to use either of those terms. What he kind of defaults to the explanation for a rebuild, I think, would be the more appropriate word, saying, listen, I don't want to squeak into the playoffs next season. That doesn't appeal to me. We want to be contenders. So we have to, you know, and then the second sentence that he has, you know, gone to after that is, I want to get younger, hungrier players in here, into the lineup. I want to get draft picks as urgently as possible so that, you know, Sidney Crosby can mentor them and, you know, that sort of thing. So that to me says rebuild. It is absolutely no longer about winning right now, because clearly you're not going to sign Anthony Beauvillier and, you know, claim to be winning now.
Dan Kangurski from Pittsburgh Hockey Now joining us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Let me ask it to you this way, Dan. Post-draft, few days of free agency in, did the Penguins' chances to get back to the playoffs, based on not only their moves but by other moves, get better or worse?
I would say significantly worse. I don't even think this team as constructed today is as good as it was last year at this time. We know too much, right? We kind of know what they got in Ryan Graves. We saw the struggles in goal. Despite a great season, we saw the goalie tandem sort of fall apart in March until Nedeljkovic kind of went on a run there at the end. We know that everyone's a year older. We kind of know where Evgeny Malkin, where he's trending, right? And we know all of these things about the players, and so there can be no optimism in some of those things that were probably there last August after the Penguins got Erik Karlsson and generally looked like a pretty good team on paper. So it's like, okay, now what happens with the team? They're going to have to really, Jeff, rethink some of these things about, you know, the on-ice product and even the on-ice philosophy. You have Erik Karlsson. You have Chris Letang, who had a, you know, pretty good three quarters of the season until some unspecified injuries kind of ganged up on him. So you have, you know, some real interesting corner pieces on the blue line. You bring in a guy like David Quinn, who is a bit, you know, renowned for getting the best out of defensemen. You know, when he had Adam Fox in New York, Fox won the Norris. He has Erik Karlsson in San Jose. Karlsson wins the Norris. Perhaps the Penguins, you know, maybe change some philosophy, rely on their, you know, all-world defensemen a little bit more. I don't know quite what they will do. You know, they have a couple of options, but certainly I don't think the talent level in the bottom six especially is even as good as it was a year ago.
The interesting thing is, and you know, we talked about this yesterday actually with Joe on the show. If you took it, you know, Graves, Karlsson, and Jari, and basically committed to we're trading them regardless of the return, you could free up some cap space. And I get it. You know, it's probably going to be hard to move those contracts, but to me, it's a much better plan than this thing where you're just going to sort of try and slowly but surely rebuild while you're holding on to, you know, these big contracts. I don't know, Dan. I mean, how realistic would it be that you could move those three no matter what the return is?
Well, who was the third one? Jari, Graves, and
Karlsson.
Oh, Karlsson. You can't move Ryan Graves. That would cost assets that the Penguins are desperately trying to hold on to, you know, draft picks, prospects, what have you. He has 5 years remaining on his deal. I've heard different things about the Jari trade talk. You know, I've heard, you know, everything from nobody else will bite to, you know, the return wasn't good enough. I've heard everything in that spectrum. There still is that Crosby issue. And I think that was maybe important to expose or you know, talk about that factor in all of these decisions, whereas they do want to maintain a competitiveness out of respect for the core. You know, they don't want to just hang those guys out to dry with nothing. And I don't think you get a whole lot for two of the three. Erik Karlsson, on the other hand, Paul, I do think you'd get probably a first and a second round pick at least for him, because that's, you know, what the Penguins gave up, and you know, there's certainly a lot of meat on that bone still, even at 34 years old. You know, he's fantastic in the right spot, the right situation. So, but if you trade Erik Karlsson, now what do you do on the right side of your defense? Because then you have Chris Letang and Jack St. Ivany. You know, there's not anybody left out on the free agent market, at least off the top of my head, that you could go get. So now you're sitting on all of this cap space with no assets to trade and a significantly weakened team that's just sort of paddling water to get to the next summer. And that wouldn't, I think, make anybody happy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer. With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
Dan Kagurski from Pittsburgh Hockey Now joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Jeff Hathorn, Paul Zeiss, Nicholas Callis. Dan, you mentioned obviously the running mate or the other defenseman that ran with Carlson for a bunch is Marcus Pettersson. He might be one of the young players that you're looking to lock up, but you got to wonder where his head is too. I mean, it's a two-way street. Do you think Pettersson and the Penguins, and it's not like the Steelers where they just – once the season starts, they don't talk contracts. You see contracts signed all the time in the NHL during the season. Do you think that's something that will get done?
I don't know. You know, it's funny you say young player. I think we all kind of still perceive Marcus Pettersson as a young player.
But young by Penguin standards.
Jeff, I'm almost young by Penguin standards. Yeah, he just turned 28, and yeah, you'd like to think that he sticks around. I mean, he certainly had a wild ride, hasn't he? I mean, he went from, kind of heralded young guy that had to eat a bad RFA contract for a year. So Jim Rutherford lavished maybe an overpay on him as a make good. He kind of has a down season and a half. Everyone's like, oh, trade him. And now by the end of this 4-year contract, he's back to, untouchable. I don't know if they're truly going to amass draft picks. I look at the trade deadline coming up and he would have quite a bit of value. If the Penguins are out of the playoffs, January, February, I would actually expect Marcus Pettersson to be traded rather than re-signed.
Well, I mean, I think, back to the whole discussion about Jari. I mean, it sounds like
you and I have had this before, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. It sounds like they're stuck with him. Are they stuck with him?
I don't know if they're stuck with him. But I do think his value to the Penguins exceeds what his value is on the trade market right now. If he doesn't kind of have that slump in March, I think he has a very high trade value. But that's, slump. That makes it like two in a row, maybe three in a row, where at the end of the season he wasn't, available for the Penguins at the right time. And so that factors into GMs. I mean, a goalie who kind of muddles through the year and then is fantastic at the end is worth a lot more than a goalie who is great for three quarters and not so great at the end. So I'm not in these conversations with the GMs, and all I hear is maybe the reverberations. So stuck isn't quite the right word, but certainly I don't think they would benefit by trading him today.
Well, Dan, one of the best prospects, if not maybe the best prospect for the Penguins, is in net, but will not be at prospect camp. That begins on Saturday morning, runs through Wednesday for the Penguins up at the UPMC Lemieux facility in Cranberry. Who are a few names to look for, and is there anyone in there that could make even minimal impact on the roster this coming season?
I think Ville Koivunen is something that the Penguins fans are going to want to see. You know, he put up huge numbers in Finland last season. I saw him in Wilkes-Barre for the couple of playoff games. He has a ways to go before he makes an impact in the NHL. But still, I know Penguins fans want to get their eyes on him. Braden Jaeger, their 23 first-round pick, will be in camp. He's got a bit of an outside chance, especially with the way the bottom six is constructed now, to make the roster next season, at least get one of those nine-game tryouts where he sticks around a little bit. He also had a really good year with Moose Jaw. They won their first ever WHL championship, go to the Memorial Cup, and that sort of experience can, I think, accelerate. And it certainly elongated his season. It allowed Tom Kostopoulos and Matt Cullen to work with him just a little bit more, to keep adding some tips and try to grow his game. I don't think he's ready from what I saw in the Memorial Cup up in Saginaw, Michigan. But you never know with a summer of work again, and that summer of work really kind of begins this week with the Penguins development camp, getting your feet on the ground here in Pittsburgh with direct contact in person with the coaches and all the facilities. So I think Jaeger's ascent to the NHL, be it this coming season or in 25-26, begins this weekend.
Dan Kangurski from Pittsburgh Hockey Now. You can check out all the things we just discussed. Plus, if you're just getting kind of caught up on some of the moves the Penguins made because you've been looking at other things or whatever it might be, check out Dan and their bios of all the players they've signed, different moves, talks about where the Penguins might go at PittsburghHockeyNow.com. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Paul.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Save up to 50% right now at our spectacular 4th of July sale. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online. No hidden fees and no pushy salespeople in your home. Choose from premium blinds, shades, shutters, and more. We even have outdoor shades for backyard summer get-togethers. Do the measure and install yourself, or let Blinds.com handle it for you. No matter how many window coverings you order, installation is one low cost. Plus, our design experts are always ready to help you make the perfect selection with a free consultation. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you'll rest easy with Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com's spectacular 4th of July sale now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.